Yesterday, because Alex Trebek's got a beard now, Colbert's got a beard now, Steve Harvey's got a beard now. We were talking about famous beards, and so we're going to get into mustaches in a couple of seconds. But I wanted to ask Vic, Trucker Rich sent a text and said, he said, the reason I was at the end of the chow lines was because I was a squad leader and lower ranks got to eat first.
Oh, yeah, he let his guys go first. That's a very good sign of good leadership is what that is. Yeah, yeah.
He says, also, ask Vic if he had shelf life bread or milk that didn't need to be refrigerated.
I don't recall.
Okay. Because I'm sure that was real tasty, too. I'm sure yeah. I'm sure bread that has no shelf life and or you know, milk that you don't need to refrigerate, I'm sure that was real tasty.
I think you could just basically an umbrella coverage here over food in the MREs that troops get when they deploy in the field. If you ever have to be imprisoned, you'll probably be fine with the food there. The transition will be flawless.
Oh, man.
But, you know, there's some good food, too, in the military chow halls.
Okay.
Actually, you know, where you go to training and real-world bases. They've got some pretty good chow halls. But we're talking about the food that you get in the field.
Right. Yeah. And it's hard to do that, though. I mean, you know, you can't maintain great quality if you're in the field, you know.
Yeah, it's mainly about the nutrients and the calories.
Yeah.
You need a lot of that stuff.
Get that stuff in you, yeah. 708 area code, Vic says, I remember those green eggs. They made you question your choices in life.
Exactly. Yes, this person knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, cool. So that's why he was at the end of the chow line. That's why he had to use the chocolate milk, Vic.
That's awesome.
It was for a good reason.
Definitely.
All right. Okay. So we're talking mustaches. And Dan, when you think mustaches, like famous best mustaches, what's the first one that pops in?
First one is Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a sign of good mustache is if it freaks you out when you don't see it.
Yeah.
And every time I saw him without it, it bothered me. I could not handle it. I just needed to look away.
So like in Longest Yard, he doesn't have the mustache.
Right.
He doesn't have the mustache in Deliverance either.
Right.
Starting Over, no mustache. Yeah. Seriously, when I think mustache, there are two that pop into my head immediately. It's Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck. Those are the two. And Tom Selleck's is a much more substantial mustache.
Very much so.
But it says Burt Reynolds had been rocking the mustache since 1973, pretty much nonstop. It's lent him a roguish charm that he's used to an advantage in films like Gator and Smokey and the Bandit. And then Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck's stash on Magnum PI defined facial hair for an entire generation. And by the way, Jay Hernandez is the star of the new Magnum PI. No mustache. I'm not watching it.
Mm. I thought I saw a goatee in some of the commercials.
He's got a little scruff, but he's got to have, you got to have your Magnum PI. You got to have the mustache. And do you know Higgins is a woman?
Ah.
On this one? It's not John Hillerman or whatever his name was. Was it Hillerman? John Hillerman? Was Higgins? I can't remember. Yeah. And by the way, I've only seen 7,000 commercials for Magnum PI because I watch Big Brother. I know, yeah, I can tell you, Dan, I can tell you the entire CBS fall lineup. I can give you the name of every single show that's coming on CBS this fall.
There you go.
Thanks, just because I watch Big Brother. Because I watch Big Brother live. I wouldn't, you know, if I were watching it on, you know, the DVR, obviously I would be scanning through
sure.
this. But I like to watch Big Brother live because I don't want any spoilers. Because, you know, somebody gets evicted and then somebody mentions it on my Facebook page and, you know, or Vic mentions it on the news. All right, so mustaches is what we're talking about. What are the best, the coolest mustaches? I think we just mentioned the two pretty ultimate ones, but there are a lot more out there. Burt Reynolds, who we just lost last week, clearly known for the mustache. And then, of course, Tom Selleck, which is, you know, that mustache is legendary. Dan, do you feel the same way about Tom Selleck when he doesn't have the mustache? Does it seem weird?
It does seem weird, yes. You know, there were times in the show you wrote, Friends, where he went sans mustache.
Yeah.
And it was a little weird.
We have some monitors here in the studio, Dan, as you know. and one of them, there's one right on the desk with me here on the counter, and that's switched to channel 9 because I'll just be having it on, and there's two monitors that have channel 9 on, another one that has a different channel, another one that just has the security camera so that I can see Vic in the newsroom and everything else. And Friends is on twice during my show, like at late night. It's on twice. And tonight, or during the show this morning, one episode had Tom Selleck on it, no Stash.
Mm.
He also, you remember the movie, you've seen, did you see the movie In and Out?
Yes.
What a great movie, by the way. Mm. Great movie. Kevin Kline, closeted, doesn't really realize he's gay, but he's clearly a gay teacher, and he's going to marry Joan Cusack, who, by the way, was nominated for an Academy Award for that performance and deserved it, because she's brilliantly funny in it. No mustache.
That's right.
Tom Selleck, mustacheless. Right.
I would like to make the story up, and I'm going to believe it, that it was because Wilford Brimley's also in that movie as Joan Cusack's parents.
That's right. He didn't want to compete.
And he didn't want to compete. He bowed down before the king.
Now, here, hold on a second, Dan. You want to feel real? You've seen John Carpenter's The Thing.
Sure.
Okay. Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
No mustache.
No mustache in that one.
And that's it's still weird. And yeah. I've seen The Thing 4 million times. And every time it's like, I can't believe that's Wilford Brimley. Hey, Dan, can you see if you can find, I know it's out there, it's on YouTube. From my favorite show ever, Craig Ferguson and Jeff talking about Wilford Brimley. Because it's hilarious. Of course it's hilarious because it was on the Craig Ferguson show. And Josh Robert Thompson doing the voice of Jeffrey Peterson, the gay robot sidekick. But anyway, they talk about this encounter. They talk about Wilford Brimley, and it is absolutely hilarious. And I think the clip is out there somewhere. If we can play that, that would be
All of his appearances are coming on. So let me see because
Wilford Brimley,
right? But you're thinking of the one where at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, where he sees him at the salad bar.
Yeah, let me see if I could.
I don't know what the other searches would be. I know maybe Jeff the Robot, Wilford Brimley. If you put Jeff the Robot in there, that might change it. Because of course, everything that was going to pop up would be Wilford. Oh, here we go. Here.
Sorry to interrupt a really great story, but I was in the grocery store the other day. You know who I saw at the salad bar? Wilford Brimley at the salad bar. Wilford Brimley cocoon at the salad bar. Himself to salad. I thought, doesn't he have diabetes?
Did he yell at you about diabetes? Like he does in those commercials? I want you to pick up the phone right now, or I'll kill you.
Go over and say, good for you, Wilford Brimley, you're getting salad because you've got diabetes.
Hey, why the hell are you staring at me while I'm at the salad bar?
You know, the worst thing was my wife took a photograph on her iPhone. She's like, Wilford Brimley. She's like, ah.
I'm a decent man. I'm trying to eat a salad here. Snapping your damn photos. I got diabetes.
Anyway, look, if you have got diabetes, salad's the way to go, I think. That's one of the...
If you have diabetes, Wilford Brimley's going to kick your ass.
Oh, man, now that just made me sad. Listening to that just made me sad. Oh, man. God, I missed that show. That was the best show ever. And the fact that I actually was a part of it for a little while... Oh, my God. But that's one of the funniest things ever. If you got diabetes, Wilford Brimley's going to kick your ass. I miss that show so much. That's the brilliant Josh Robert Thompson doing the voice of the Jeffrey Peterson, the gay robot sidekick, and, of course, the Craig Ferguson. And my future ex-wife was a part of that show for a while, too. Dana DiLorenzo played Beth, the CBS exec, and she was also the rhinoceros for a little while. So one night, actually. No, she was only a rhino for one night. Oh, man, that's funny. Okay, and Wilford Brimley clearly on the list of Mustache Hall of Fame. Clearly. Here's a fun fact, Dan. I'm older now than Wilford Brimley was when he made Cocoon. That's a fun fact for you right there. All right, we're going to we'll take a break. And we got the weather here, and then we'll take a break and come back. And we got some people on the line. Text in. We're talking about facial hair like we did yesterday, but now it's just mustaches. We've gone through the Tom Selleck, the Wilford Brimley, and the Burt Reynolds. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Thursday morning. That's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. 312-981-7200, 815, area code Freddie Mercury and Queen. How can I go on? So we are talking about, yesterday we talked about, some, famous beards, and now we're talking about big mustaches, great mustaches. And, we just played a clip from, a few years ago on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson talking about Wilford Brimley. And, Dan, this article that we're talking about here with the best mustaches of all time, a little mistake here, little mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wilford Brimley is clearly, a part of the article because you can't talk about mustaches without talking about Wilford Brimley. Says the internet generation mostly knows Wilford Brimley from the Liberty Medical ads. It's a shame. He carried that mustache through some fantastic films, including The Thing. He didn't have a mustache in The Thing. Now, here's another thing. He was in High Road to China with Tom Selleck. How did that? How did the world not implode? Huh? I didn't even think. Yeah, man, I've only seen High Road to China once, and it was, you know, when it was released in the early 80s, when I was still in high school. But, I don't understand how the world didn't implode, Dan. How did that not happen?
That is a good question.
You both, Tom Selleck and Wilford Brimley, did they have any scenes together? I don't even understand what would happen there, hair-wise. But I would like to correct this article by saying Wilford Brimley did not have the mustache in The Thing. And also, another little added tidbit, Dan, he was billed as A. Wilford Brimley, with the initial A. A. Wilford Brimley. Now he's the Wilford Brimley. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. We got some texts here. Jerry says Groucho. I heard sometimes he grew it, other times he painted it on. Well, in the movies, it's painted on. But on, why am I blanking on that? You Bet Your Life, it was real. It was like a regular, normal, real mustache. Hey, didn't they bring You Bet Your Life back, like with somebody, was it Cosby? On you, because they did like a modern, I think they did a couple of modern versions of You Bet Your Life with different hosts.
Cosby is listed, yes.
Yeah. Why? I don't understand that, man. It was funny because it was under the guise that it was actually a quiz show, but in fact, it was just they would get these people with weird backgrounds or goofy backgrounds to come on, and so Groucho could mess with them. That was basically essentially what it was. You Bet Your Life. 815-573-847 and 319 area codes all chime in with Sam Elliott's mustache is a nice one. Yes, it is.
And 10 more people have texted in since I handed you that paper.
Oh, yeah. So Sam Elliott, yes, fantastic mustache. Hey, by the way, if you want to, there's a couple of movies where you can see Sam Elliott sans mustache if you want to freak out. There's a movie from, they're both from the 70s, that Dan, if you want to see Sam Elliott with no mustache, you want to freak out, is Sam Elliott with no mustache, because, I mean, that's a constant thing. I mean, sometimes he's got a beard, sometimes he's scruffy, but he's always got the stash. He's in A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, mustache. But here are the two movies from the 70s where he didn't have a mustache. One was Frogs, which is one of the worst movies ever made, about how the frogs lead... all other wildlife, they control the other wildlife and a whole bunch of frogs, and they kill everybody. He's got no mustache in that. Sam Elliott, no mustache. And then the Beefcake movie, Dan, that he was in, Lifeguard.
Ooh.
Where he played, like, that was when they were like, Sam Elliott, shirtless, no mustache. They were pushing him to be Sex Symbol Johnson that year. And I think it was like 75, maybe, that movie came out, 75, 76. And he's got no mustache in that, and he's shirtless the entire movie. Because he plays a lifeguard.
Well, duh, yeah.
And I remember when that movie came out. I was a kid. I remember when it came out. It was you know, it was supposed to be like all sexy. Sam Elliott running around, no mustache. How about Errol Flynn? Errol Flynn, a mustache doesn't have to be beautiful to be fantastic. Errol Flynn may have the original pencil mustache wearing champion. I don't know about that. John Waters, man. Errol Flynn, yes, obviously, but John Waters. That's a distinctive mustache right there. Dan in Marengo says, you can't forget about Gomez Adams' mustache. Oh, yeah, the great John Astin. Great stash. Tim says, not a national star or even an actor, but here in Chicago, Coach Q, he's a national star. Coach Q's a national star. He's an international star. And, of course, Coach Q, I mean, you can't talk about mustaches without talking about Quenneville. It's a beauty. 618 area code, Walter Cronkite. Yeah, that was a good mustache. Paul says, how about Zorro? Okay. 312 area code, Clark Gable, whose grandson is now on Cheaters. Just thought I'd let everybody know that. And his name is Clark Gable. I remember when I was watching Cheaters, and all of a sudden, like, he comes on, and the name on the bottom of the screen said Clark Gable, and I'm like, somebody's going to get fired. That's a mistake. But no, it's really the guy's name. Clark Gable. I'm sure his great-grandfather is not, or is it his grandfather? His grandfather. I'm sure his grandfather's not rolling over in his grave. 815, Raleigh Fingers. Oh, classic. The crazy handlebar mustache, where you got to use the mustache wax.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one that's a part of the article, Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman's mustache became shorthand for his libertarian caricature Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec. That's the only time he had the mustache, though. In real life, he didn't. Now he's got a crazy beard. Now he's crazy. Now he falls into the category we talked about yesterday, because that's an impressive beard. Have you seen this show, Making It, with him and Amy Poehler?
I have not.
It's like a crafty show where they have, you know, they just supervise. It's actually it's a pretty funny show. And he's got some beard going now. I mean, some serious beard. But Ron Swanson, that's a legendary mustache. You know, one of my favorite, I mean, Ron Swanson, one of the greatest characters ever. I mean, seriously, one of my favorite characters in the history of television is Ron Swanson. And I'm pleased, actually, to the fact that I actually worked with Nick Offerman when he did theater here in Chicago in the 90s. I knew him and I got to work with him a few times, and he's an amazing dude, and his success is just so awesome. But anyway, one of my favorite moments, Dan, is when he and Aubrey Plaza are walking through a grocery store, and a guy is giving out samples of vegetarian bacon, and he's like, would you like to try a style of meat-free bacon, vegetarian bacon? He's like, yes, I would. And so the guy hands him, you know, a tong with a piece of bacon on it. Nick Offerman takes the bacon, throws it right in the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, I'd like another piece, please. And then so he's like, and the guy's looking at him like all puzzled. He hands him another piece, and Nick Offerman just drops it right in the garbage can. And then Aubrey Plaza goes, I'll take a piece too. And she takes it and throws it in the garbage can too. And he doesn't say a word. Offerman and Swanson doesn't say a word. He just takes the fake bacon, drops it right in the garbage can. All right, we got a break here for the news, and then we'll come back. Classic mustache is what we're talking about. We've been doing some facial hair talk past couple of mornings here on WGN. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18th floor, 303 Wacker, and we're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich follows my show at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 with Morning Drive, and I'll be joining Steve Cochran, as I do every Thursday morning, at 6:20 to talk entertainment and movies and all kinds of fun stuff. So stick around for that. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we are talking about great mustaches. We did beards yesterday. We're doing mustaches today and having some fun with that. You know, Dan, as we said yesterday, R.J. McCready, Kurt Russell from The Thing,
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest beards of all time. But let me just say, there's two more that Kurt Russell could be a part of in this category, in the mustache category. Because there is bone tomahawk, the Western bone tomahawk, fantastic mustache, Hateful Eight, and Tombstone. So three Westerns. Whenever Kurt Russell's in a Western, expect good facial hair. That's all you need to know.
You predicted a text. It's the fourth one from the bottom that points out another fantastic movie mustache combination.
Look at that, man. 847 area code likes to point out that Sam Elliott and Kurt Russell were in Tombstone, and it's a mustache showdown. Yeah, there was good facial hair in that. Powers Booth had a good mustache in that movie. Michael Biehn. There's some good facial hair in that movie. Tombstone. There's some impressive mustaches in that movie all the way around. Yeah. All right. Let's see. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, man.
Yeah. Sam Worthington always had in Godless had a mustache, of which one character says, "Are you going to stop chewing on that squirrel?"
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Another guy who was I guess who's the actor? He was just in Hero. I know his name. It just slips my mind. He's in a lot of westerns, but he has a surprisingly seen without a mustache. You know who I'm talking about? Sam.
Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Yeah, before the break, we were talking about Sam Elliott.
Yeah. And I'm always surprised to see him without a mustache.
Yeah, whenever I was just saying that there were two movies that I pointed out in the 70s, Lifeguard and Frogs, where he didn't have a mustache, and it's just weird. And like I've said before, like watching The Thing, you know, like a million times.
Yeah, how about that? My son was talking about Music Box is playing it this weekend or something. So
70 millimeter.
In fact, we saw it at your first time he saw it on a big screen was at your screening, and he was just as shocked seeing it as he first saw it on a DVD.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. All right. Their 70 millimeter film festival starts this weekend at Music Box. They're showing a bunch of great movies in 70 millimeter, and The Thing is one of them. So I will definitely be heading to the Music Box at some point to see that.
All right.
So, all right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Take care, man.
Take care. There you go. Brought his son to see The Thing. All right. You know, it's really funny, Dan, is that I have this. I have a lot of regulars at my film club, which makes me very happy.
Sure.
One guy brings his, he was nine when he started, the kid was nine when he started bringing him, and 10 now, he's 10. And he brings him all the time. He brought him to all the, like the R-rated stuff that I show, like the scary, crazy movies that I show, he brings him, was not at Back to the Future Part 3. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's fantastic.
It's like a PG-rated movie for the family. Didn't see the kid there. But he's been there for all the scary stuff and all the R-rated stuff. let's see. 773 area code. Best mustache goes to Mario of Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. I am a mustache. We have to find out if Bob Hoskins actually grew the mustache. He plays Mario, right, in the movie?
Correct.
And his name is Mario Mario.
Mario Mario.
Well, what's his brother's name?
Luigi.
Luigi. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's a Luigi. And Luigi was played by Leguizamo.
Correct.
Does he have a stash? Does Luigi have a stash?
Luigi also does have a stash.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. The video game, I'm aware of the video game. I never really, played it. I know. But are there any other Marios, or is this just them?
There are various iterations. There's Wario and. Who comes from who's kind of like the mirror opposite? He's evil Mario and things like that. But they typically do all have
and they all have stashes.
Yes,
that's Luigi. 773 area code, 815 area code, and Mike from Novak Construction say Captain Kangaroo. Yeah, that's a mustache. 815 area code, Inspector Clouseau. Seven seven three area code. Eddie Murphy playing Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop had a pretty decent mustache. Eddie Murphy had a pretty good mustache all the way. I mean, 48 Hours on SNL, he had a pretty solid mustache. He's still sporting the mustache, right? Isn't he just sporting a mustache?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. 708 area code 773-219 area code Ditka. Well, please. Or said yesterday, Dave Ennett said pointed out yesterday that Ditka's now have he's a great beard.
He does have a great beard.
Yep. 608 area code says, when I think of mustaches, I think of Yosemite Sam. Yeah, that's a mustache right there. That is a mustache. That must have taken him a long time to grow that mustache. Could you imagine Yosemite Sam clean shaven? What would Yosemite Sam look like clean shaven?
Tom Selleck.
They should have made one of those shorts where Bugs Bunny like ties him down and shaves off his mustache just to see what happens. Canadian Bill, Richard Farnsworth. Ooh, that's a good one. Late, great Richard Farnsworth. 773 area code says Richard Pryor. Yes. Great mustache. It was weird when he didn't have one. There's another one. It was weird when he didn't have one. He didn't have one in Blue Collar. He doesn't have a mustache in Blue Collar. He doesn't have a mustache in Which Way Is Up. Well, one of his characters does, but he plays three different characters in it. But the main character that he plays in Which Way Is Up, he doesn't have a mustache. I don't think he has. I'm trying to think of he, because there are a few times when he didn't have a mustache. He had a beard in a couple of movies. Chris from Midway, don't forget Einstein had a great stash. He did, and some hair. Combine it with the hair, that's a, you know, that's a lethal combination right there. 312 area code, Dave Wanstadt. Oh, that's a good, now we're going back to the early 90s, right, Dan?
Wani.
Wow. What's he doing now?
He actually has a show every week. He's a commentator for the Big Ten Network. He also has a show on the NBC Sports Chicago.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is he still he's still here?
Yeah.
He's in town?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he flies in for us and somewhere else, but yeah, he's around.
I remember I went to, in 1993, Thanksgiving, 1993, Dan. I was working at Ginger's at the time, and Ginger's had a bus trip to Pontiac on Thanksgiving to see the Bears play the Lions. And I was dating a girl, the girl looked like Terry Hatcher. I was dating the girl who was from Michigan. She was from Grand Haven. And so we went up to Pontiac in a bus, and it was, I've told you this story before. Mm-hmm. We started drinking in the bar, and then there were two kegs on the bus. And then we were at the game, and it was a mess. People were a mess. A guy fell. I told you this story. We stopped at a rest stop on the way home, and everybody was trying to get out to go to the bathroom, and this guy had to climb. We had to climb over the kegs because the kegs were jammed in between the seats in the aisle, and he had to climb over a keg, and he was loaded, and he fell right on his face. Like flat on his face. And one of the guys goes, "Walk much?" And the guy got up bleeding. Like he smashed his face on the floor. And this guy, by the way, the guy who said, "Walk much?" was loaded, British, and had an eye patch on, like a bandage on his eye, because he poked something into his eye and had to go to the nurse's station at Pontiac Silverdome. So he's got one eye. He's drunk. "Walk much?" Anyway, my point is, that was a Wanstadt game, and but people hated him. Like, everybody hated him, who I was with, and especially my girlfriend, because she was rooting for the Lions. And the Cubs, or Cubs, the Bears ended up winning that game. So that was my only Wanstadt experience live. So, 708 area code, Steve Harvey has a great stash. Well, now he's got the beard. We talked about this yesterday, and that was one of the more surprising things during the entire conversation. I was completely stunned when I found out that he grew a beard, because that changes the entire logo of his TV show. 61 area code says Theodore Roosevelt. Oh, yeah. Gary says Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason had the classic sort of pencil-thin mustache. Had it in Smokey and the Bandit. That was the battle of the mustaches right there. You know what I mean? Burt Reynolds versus Jackie Gleason. Catfish Hunter. Oh, great mustache. I believe he got his nickname Catfish because of the mustache. I think that's why he had that nickname. That I could be wrong, but I think that's why he was called Catfish. I know his parents didn't name him Catfish. I don't think.
Came out with the stash.
He came out with the stash. He went, "Yeah, our baby looks like a catfish." Let's name them catfish. All right. Let's break here for the weather. We'll come back and wrap up the show and all the mustache talk. And if you want to jump in, please do. But we've got some classic mustachioed guys to talk about right here on WGN. Right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Thursday morning, and we're here until 5 a.m., and we are in the Allstate Skyline studio this morning. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Okay, we've been having some fun here talking about mustaches and famous mustaches, and we got a ton of texts coming in and some other thoughts here. Steve says Frank Zappa. Oh, yeah. Zappa had a great mustache. 847 area code, Charles Bronson. That's another one, Dan, like when he didn't have it, it was weird.
Sure.
When Charles Bronson didn't have the mustache, it was weird. 502 area code says Errol Flynn. Peter in Decatur says, to me, the three most famous mustaches are Hercule Poirot, Sam Elliott, and if I'm not mistaken, Salma Hayek and Frida. Yes. Very true. My dad had one because he felt it diminished the size of his nose. All men on my dad's side of the family or currently have mustaches, including me. My dad's sporting one, too. My dad's got a mustache. He's always, well, yeah, he's for most of my life, he's had a mustache.
I've never known my dad without a beard.
Oh, your dad's always had a beard?
My dad's always had a beard.
Has he ever shaved it?
No, thankfully, because I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, have you ever seen footage that they sometimes show of, like, kids reacting to their dads?
Oh, yeah.
After they've shaved, they've completely clean shaven, and then they cry and run away?
Sure.
Yeah, I remember forever, my friend Scott Oaken had a beard. Now he's just got like a goatee and some sideburns or something. He does weird stuff. But for years, I knew him full beard. He shaved it all off without telling anybody. And he walked into the room, and you didn't even recognize him. You had no idea who he was. But it's true. I mean, it freaks people out. I mean, I would imagine if your dad shaved right now, like clean shaven, you would be nuts.
Yeah.
I mostly have a beard during the year, and I want Esmeralda to come back in November so she can laugh in my face when I'm clean shaven, because that's what she did. She did every year at the beginning of November when I would do Movember and come in clean shaven. She would just look at me and just start laughing, and I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that. 630 area code, Cesar Romero's Joker mustache. All right, so this is one of my favorite stories. And if you, I'm sure everybody has watched Batman and Cesar Romero as the Joker. He's a legend and he's fantastic. But he refused to shave his mustache. So when they put the makeup on him, he refused to shave his mustache. If you watch Batman, look at his upper lip. I mean, it's all made up. He's got the Joker makeup all over his face. He's completely covered. But you can see the stash underneath. It was a substantial mustache too. Cesar Romero didn't have like a pencil thin little mustache. It was a substantial mustache, and he refused to shave it. And the producers were like, "You got to shave your mustache." He's like, "I'm not going to shave my mustache. Are you kidding me?" So they put the makeup over the mustache, and you can see it, especially in close ups. Like if you're watching the Adam West Batman series, whenever there's a close up, take a look at Cesar Romero's lip, because you will see the mustache. It's hysterical. They put makeup over the mustache. How about 269 area code says Wizzo on Bozo. Oh, yeah. Doody, 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 do. Bill, the school bus driver, says, wasn't there an actor with the last name of Fox who did a lot of Westerns? He had a great mustache. 312 area code, Lamont Sanford. Oh, yeah, he fantastic mustache, you big dummy. He shaved it. He shaved it off in the latter part of the series.
Oh.
It's weird, man. It's weird seeing Lamont without a mustache. 312 area code said Tony Orlando. Oh, yes, classic mustache. Keith in Kansas said Howard Hessman on WKRP. He had a pretty sturdy stash, yes. 502 area code says Keith Hernandez of the New York Mets. Still has it. I see him on those commercials with the gray hair thing. You know, Dan, what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Who's the other guy with him?
Walt Frazier.
Well, that's right. And he's still got the stash. Keith Hernandez still rocking the stash. 708 carrier, Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Oh, that's a good mustache. Again, when he shaved it, weird. 847 said Confucius. Oh, yeah, sure. Tim says, I heard Eddie Murphy cannot grow a mustache. One of his contract stipulations in Beverly Hills Cop was that he had to have a fake mustache placed on his lip. He was so adamant about this that he said he wouldn't do the movie unless this was honored. Wait a minute. How does he walk around in real life with a mustache then? Is it a fake mustache? Does he walk around?
I don't know. That was what I was wondering.
Because he always has a mustache. It wasn't like he had it for Beverly Hills Cop. He had it on SNL. He had it on 48. He had it in 48 Hours. He has it now. So does he put? So for years he's just been walking around with a fake mustache. Carl says Hulk Hogan. Oh yeah, fantastic mustache, Hulk Hogan. And then Paul from Orange County Chopper. And then 70406 Johnny Depp. He was on the beard list yesterday because of his patchy beard as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Absolutely.
In the third one.
Very quickly, a text from John Hansen, who often sports some great special official here himself.
Yeah.
He just wanted to let everybody know that he and Esmeralda are hosting for Matt Bubala this Friday night and Saturday morning from 1 a.m. to 5.
Saturday morning, 1 to 5, will be Esmeralda and John. Yeah. It's only been a week, and I miss her terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Chaplin, classic mustache. Mark Twain. Nobody mentioned Mark Twain. Robert Goulet. And you know, Robert Goulet, legend, okay? But now it's all Will Ferrell. Whenever I think of Robert Goulet, it's all Will Ferrell. You know? Yeah, and then they've got Alex Trebek here on this list, but now Alex Trebek has a beard, and that's what started all the controversy. And that's what started all of the fine facial hair discussion that we've had over the past couple of mornings.
Definitely more mustache than beard submissions from our listeners. Informal poll. Mustaches take it.
Mustache is more popular than beards. Okay. All right. Leave me alone. I got diabetes. Wilford Brimley. Oh, man. All right, let's take a break. Tomorrow, Dan, we have a cameraman who does the aerial shots for sporting events, right?
Right.
And he's doing the Monday night game.
Correct.
All right, he'll be on with us to talk all that, and we'll have our regular Friday features as well. The news is coming up right after this.